With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Jesus, it's really hot in here.
We're recording this podcast today for you at 12:30 p.m. on a 26-degree, no cloud on the weather app emoji day.
It is mid-heat wave.
Have we ever had a heat wave
that's had such press?
I don't know. Well, I feel like usually they come to Christchurch, right? Not really. Auckland's like, no, we're hot.
We're hot all the time.
And Christchurch is like... Because Christchurch will get to like 36 and then it will go back to like 17 at night. So you get to kind of cool off.
Heaven.
Auckland at the moment is like I came back to my house at like 11:45 last night after going for a run at the only available coolest
I don't know why
period.
You're running in this heat.
But everyone's windows were fully open. I realized I listened back to one of our podcasts. You know how we're trying to be better this year?
Yes.
I was listening back to one from a couple weeks ago. You know, to listen for my flaws. And one flaw that I noticed was that I fully detailed my running route and the time of the morning that I was doing it, just so that everyone listening can know where to find
through
me.
Through Western Springs Park.
At 8:45 a.m. That's when I did it that morning. That's a bit late, really.
I have listened back to the podcast as well, and it is apparent that my voice is like 80% mucus.
Yeah.
And like 10% just my nose.
How often do you think people can distinctly tell the difference between who's talking on this podcast?
I think your voice is like, hey, hey, it's me. Like, it's more formed.
Yeah.
And sounds better. And then you're like, who is that like slug that is saying like every second word? And then that's me.
No, I think we sound distinct when we listen to it, but we're like, you know, we're like how ducks can tell the difference between other ducks, but...
We're ducks, baby. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
I've got this little fan on me. Tim gave me a fan, our producer Tim. You probably know him. You didn't get a fan. How are you going over on that corner?
I'm all ready, dripping.
Honestly, I think we could hand it. He's worried about the sound, but we could just like hand it to each other.
Yeah, that's true. It's such a small... Oh, that's gorgeous.
It's effective, isn't it? It's like one of those little USB fans that you plug into your laptop. Don't aim it at the microphone.
Sorry, it's plugged into a power pack though. It looks like a little...
Do you reckon Tim buys power packs just to plug in like $4 USB fans?
Tim, our producer, is absolutely a person who I reckon owns no less than 10 power packs.
Yes.
And travels with 4 at a time.
Oh, is that a power pack?
Yeah, this is what you would charge your phone out of.
Hard out.
Yeah.
He's famously not a Mac user. Like, he's all Android, baby.
That makes my skin crawl. I'm all about pride of however you identify, but if you identify as a Windows laptop user,
no.
Get out of my life.
It's so weird, eh, people who, when you get a text and someone's like got an Android phone and they're like, it's a Huawei or whatever, and you're like, what? How did you know there were any other phones available?
When I get a text and it comes up green, I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah, what's going on? Have you lost your phone?
Yeah, are you somewhere there's no Wi-Fi? Have you been kidnapped? Hey, do you want to know a fact of the day?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's in our Google Doc.
I formatted the doc and didn't write anything in it. And by formatted, I just put in...
The headings. In what I would describe as one of the worst available fonts.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah, you deal with it.
Well, it made me feel good because I was like, I think genuinely you do have like better taste than me. But then seeing this font, I was like, wow.
It's an ironically hideous font.
It's truly
and
awful.
I know how much it upset you last time. I was like, I'm going in again.
It's like medieval. It's it's like gothic bold. Ugh. Anyway, this year, 2019.
Is it 2019 already?
The year of our Lord, 2019.
Oh, time flies.
I keep tripping up and saying, like, try to do a comedic example of, like, living in the year we're in and being like, it's 2018 now, and then instantly sounding like I'm, you know, not together.
Not present.
Not present in the moment, and I'm really trying to be present.
It's amazing when you get older and you... when you turn a new age and then you have to write your age down in the book for the first time, you're like, 28. You know, it's really fun. It's like when you're at primary school, you used to write the date before everything you wrote. I don't know why.
Bizarre. As if you're like, I'm not going to look at my old primary school records and be like, ah, the 4th of July, 1992.
If you don't date this handwriting, no one will know when you wrote it. And you'd be like, the new year, you know, or the new month, you'd get a kick off just like changing it.
Yeah.
Small kicks, but it does help, you know, keep things fun.
You need those small kicks when you're a kid because no money's coming in.
Nibs, don't you miss that?
Not worrying, not paying
like,
bills.
Like, remember when
tax?
It was like, I couldn't tell you how much money I have as a kid. Like, well, I could. $7 all up, you know.
Yeah.
But that, and you're like, and I don't know how long that'll last me. A couple of years, maybe.
We used to have a treat that, so if you, like, vocalized what you were saving up for. If you were like, Mum, Dad, I'm saving up for this particular Tonka truck,
mm-hmm.
and you saved and you didn't spend your pocket money for enough that you got halfway there, they'd cover the other half.
Wow.
Like what the government does with KiwiSaver.
Yeah, that's basic. They were getting Kiwis into homes and your parents were getting Kiwis with Tonka trucks.
Yeah.
That's so cute. We used to have this thing called a goodie box where we had a star chart and you had to get 10 star stickers for the week, and I would get stars for not biting people. And
what? Was that a problem you had? You're a bitey kid?
Yeah.
How old are you at this point?
10.
Oh,
no. Like 4 or 5. But you'd go shopping. I reckon 4 or 5, and then it deviated into other forms of anger management.
Yeah.
Squeezing people's earlobes, beating up my sisters and siblings and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow.
My sister and siblings.
Where does that physical aggression go now? Because I don't see it.
Masturbation.
Day-to-day. Nice, cool. Yeah, sick.
Whips. No, I think, like, I still have a lot of rage. When I'm not, when I can't do something, or I'm being, I just turn on the light.
Wow.
We don't need any more heat sources in here.
No, it's very bright.
When I can't get something, or if I'm being annoyed, or I can't find my keys, or something kind of menial, I will lose my rocket.
Wow.
I will scream. I'll be like throwing shit.
I remember seeing a little shade of this in you when we had to pack the set from our TV show underneath your house.
Yeah. And there was a slight moment there where I was trying to shuffle it in and I couldn't get it. And then I was like, I got like a little bit of Hulk. My siblings, I can't believe I'm going to confess this on the pod.
Are all dead and they're in the boot of my car.
I can't believe I'm literally about to confess this right now. I've killed all my family. I still hope that, like, if I was... oh, my God, you just pointed that fan at me. I was like, what? Air?
Yeah. See, listeners at home, see if you can tell who has the fan on them at any time.
I still kind of hope that if I was being trialed for murder,
mm-hmm.
I would be, like, peppy. Like, people would be like, you've got to listen to Chris's trial. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I still want, like, a bit of humor to come through. Anyway.
Very Ted Bundy. Still charming to the end.
Oh my God. Let's talk about that.
We will
in a
talk
second.
About that. Oh my God.
So, back to biting. Oh my God. I keep turning on the light. It's a touch lamp. That's why. The audience are like, where are we?
Yeah.
Biting people.
Are you in a shop?
We had a goodie box. If you went shopping with mum or whatever and you're like, oh, can I get that Disney Adventure? Can I get that K-Zone magazine?
Mm-hmm.
It would go in the goodie box, which was a chili bin. Brown lid, white base. I can still remember it. That was in the pantry.
Wow.
Here's the kicker.
A lot of pantry space to take up.
Walk-in, baby.
Yeah.
It's just like because of the design of the house.
Very cool.
The house was fine. Here's the kicker. Everyone else's treats that they also wanted mm-hmm. were also in the goodie box. If you got 10 stars, you got to go in. You could take whatever you liked.
Oh, no.
So you could stir the pot and be like, I'm going to take Alex's thing that he wanted because free game. And then we'll trade about it later.
Just you putting makeup on a rugby ball? Like, you wanted this. No, it's mine.
It's my boyfriend.
I'm going to make out with it.
Yeah, but often you got what you wanted. Mine would be like a bouncy ball, or just like something kind of colourful and tangible that I could hold and like let my aggression out on.
How often did you get to choose something to go into the goodie box?
You'd always have like one or two things in there that you are hoping for.
Oh, okay, so if you won yours, then
the most
like
recent
episode,
the most recent publication of Disney Adventure or something. Do you ever have Disney Adventure magazine?
I was much more into K Zone.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, they're just the craziest magazines.
They were weird, weren't they? It was just like, was it colouring?
They're still around. I still see them like at the supermarket.
You get a little toy with them, right? So
they come in a bag, and there'll be a little toy often, but not all the time. But now I think it's by the by, like every week a toy. But it's crazy to think that someone works for K-Zone.
Yeah. Are they a journalist? Like, what's their qualification?
And like when they send you an email, does it go like, you know, their thing at the bottom is like, so-and-so-and-so from K-Zone magazine.
Am I right with which when they would have like fake interviews with fictional characters? Like they'd have like the Totally Spies would each tell you their holiday plans?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like sell you products.
Oh, I want that job.
I wonder what Kim Possible's skin regime is.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's good. Get kids into skin products early. Start if you are listening to this podcast and you are 7 years old, it's time to start fucking moisturizing their
under
face.
Eye creams now. Would you do Botox?
Yeah.
When? This year? Should we do it this year? Let's do it this year. Should we do it today? Let's go to the mall.
Okay, cool. We'll see you then. I heard someone say that eye cream is a myth.
Yeah.
But I also discovered by reading Frank Ocean's profile in GQ magazine that night cream, the reason it's night cream.
You said Frank Ocean. I heard Dave Franco for some reason, and I was like, he didn't say Dave Franco. He didn't say Dave Franco. And then I had to like think as to what, and then I was like, Frank Ocean, I'm there.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting how the mind works. And in a way, this is sort of a podcast about
I did a very funny thing the other day where I was at home. And you know when you're like, ow, I flicked my finger
Chris
on the
fan.
It's your turn. When you hurt yourself, you have to hand it over. Those are the rules of the podcast.
I've got the fan now, so expect some more crack-up content from me.
So, I already can't think. Oh, you know when you've like got your phone and your laptop going at the same time and you're like working, phone. And then you're in your mind, you're like, remember to look up this thing soon on Instagram. And then you're like kind of go back to the laptop task. I was like working my laptop. I was like, shit, there was something I had to check on Instagram. What was it? And I was like, okay, hold on. What was it? It was something really important I needed to look on Instagram for. What was it? And then like an hour later, I was in the kitchen and it came to me and it was, what does Shawn Mendes look like topless?
And the answer is
incredible.
Good.
But I was like, that is so embarrassing.
That's so funny.
His body is incredible. And I was like, what? How does a human exist like that? How does someone sing, write music, and have abs?
I don't know.
I don't get that. And then I was like, immediately didn't like him.
Especially because when you're a singer who plays guitar like that, I don't think you necessarily need to have a good body. Like, you're not a dancey pop star.
Hey, he's got a perfectly beautiful body, but like Ed Sheeran, I wouldn't say is a Shawn Mendes type.
No.
But people are very sexually attracted to him, but he's a bit of a gremlin looking guy. Like he's
not my cup of tea. Mainly because I hate his music.
I hate his music and therefore
vibe.
I kind of, but he's sort of a bit, people find him handsome. I don't.
Yeah,
I think it's quite cool when he's got his glasses on.
When he showed up in Bridget Jones' baby movie, I was so angry. I was like, no, what is up with British cameos? British people are obsessed with the fucking dumbest cameos. Like, the Prime Minister is in a One Direction video. Was it David Cameron? Yeah, he's in a One Direction. It's like, get out of there. What are you doing?
Are you singing David Cameron?
No. You're not in One Direction, and you never could have been.
You could have been.
I'm really into a me.
Me.
No.
You've got a better chance of being in One Direction than David Cameron.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they're auditioning anytime soon, though. I love the Shawn Mendes song Lost in Japan. Have you heard it?
I'm lost in Japan, can't find my family. Where is my car? I thought I parked it over there.
Anytime you like improvise a song, it's like this is a Shawn Mendes song and you do like a show tune. I'm lost in Japan and I can't find my car.
Lost in Japan. something like that.
Have you heard a Shawn Mendes song?
No. He's sort of a myth to me. Like, yeah. Kind of, well, I think maybe we're getting older. I'm just like,
I think
who are pop stars now?
Maybe is not the word to use in a sentence like that when something
comes. Well, maybe we are irrelevant is what I think. Did that hurt?
It really hurt.
But you know what I mean? It's like there's a lot of, I mean, that being said, your TED Talk is, I mean, how to create the perfect Spotify playlist for people. But there's so many pop stars. I'm like, who now what? Like, where did these people come from? And they're like Vine or, you know, whatever. And you're like,
a lot of them are like former Vines. You know what made me feel old, and I don't know if this made you feel old, but the top ranking comedy podcast in New Zealand this week was by former Married at First Sight contestant Samuel Levi. It's called Keeping It Real, and I'm not going to say anything about it except that, why is it in the comedy category? I listened to the full 50-minute show. There is not a joke in there.
I'm not going to say anything apart from it's not funny.
But I don't know. I'm like, is this a mistake?
Yeah. Well,
surely it should be categorized as, I don't know, gossip.
Well-being.
Drama.
Drama?
Grammar. It's a grammar podcast.
I thought you said drama.
Drama.
What's the fact of the gay?
Okay, so
I'm taking this.
Yeah, you absolutely have the fan.
Even though you're doing the work right now.
No, I don't need to be cooled down to read facts. I need to work hard here. So the first ever male cheerleaders will be performing at the Super Bowl this year.
All male team?
No, two men amidst a team of women. But they were the first ever men to join the Rams cheerleading squad, I believe. I mean, look, I don't know how American football works, but they joined the Rams squad at the start of the 2018 season, and they will now be the first ever male cheerleaders to perform at Super Bowl when the Los Angeles Rams face off against the New England Patriots. Because obviously, I guess you bring your own cheerleading team, and then they do a little show at the top. Little show at the top.
A few tricks.
So you guys come out, do a little show at the
There's
top.
There's a lot of cheerleaders in Bring It On. Which would imply that you...
Can you just examine what you said? You said, there's a lot of cheerleaders in Bring It On. That's what you said. Which is a movie about cheerleaders. So of course there's a lot of cheerleaders.
There's a lot of...
There's probably, I don't know, I reckon 80 to 100.
There's a lot of cheerleaders in Bring It On. Do you reckon it's a film about cheerleading? No, there's a lot of male cheerleaders in Bring It On.
Yes,
there's like half in every team.
Yeah, but don't those cheerleading squads, like they do support the high school team, but they mainly exist to compete in the cheerleading competition rather than...
Commercial. Are you more for the artistry of cheerleading or are you more like commercial cheerleading?
I remember when I saw Bring It On, I was like, I'm doing it. I was like, I'm going to take up cheerleading.
Oh my God,
we're going to go what pathways are open to me.
I would love to see cheerleading.
I can
see you being enthusiastic. It's just like sometimes when I see you kind of like on your phone, I'm like,
where's the life? Where's the spark?
Where's the spark?
Does he care?
Well, it's like cheerleading is selfless. Like you are leading the cheers for the team.
Cheerleading is selfless?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a cheerleader?
Who are they
character?
Doing it for?
Themselves?
No, the team. They're in the team colors.
No, they're trying to be as hard
they're
as
like,
possible.
Come on, guys! It's clap, 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 clap for the boys and the balls. Like that's it.
No, they're like, I want to be up front. I want you guys to throw me in the air. I want to be the head cheerleader. And you didn't make the
enable
team
of
shit.
What? What's the main goal of cheerleading?
No,
it's in the name, baby.
Cheerleaders. Yeah, they're leaders.
Cheerleaders.
Ah.
Come on now, team. Let's go, go, go. I think they're selfless.
You sound like you're leading a line dance.
Come on, old ladies. Get out. There's a fire. I think that's beautiful. Do you reckon, what are the chances of them being queer identifying in any capacity?
Well, I couldn't find any confirmed details, but I did look at their Instagrams. There were no shots like with boyfriends or anything, but I definitely got a vibe that they could be gay.
I love two straight men could potentially be dancing with a whole bunch of chicks at the AFL, yeah. And that is the fact of the gay.
The fact of the gay is two straight
That's
dudes.
A fact. And facts are facts.
And the craziest bit about this gay fact is they might not be gay.
Are you a big fan of Sarah Paulson?
Yes.
This is me taking ownership of your Queen of the Week that you wrote in the doc. And I was like, maybe I could own this. And then I was like, no, I can't. I'm backing out. I'm going to be transparent
here.
Well,
people listening to this will appreciate honesty.
Yeah, I'm completely honest.
And if you want to...
I haven't had
that...
breakfast this morning.
Really?
And I haven't had lunch.
I had two crusts with peanut butter on it.
Ooh.
And then just before I left for here, I was like, I'm too hungry to podcast. So I grabbed a handful of corn chips, ate them in the car.
Yum.
Then quickly had some gum on the walk from the car to the house because I was like, my breath smells like corn chips.
I bought the snacks.
Yum.
Because I, do you know what? I thought of you because I was like, Eli always has the snacks on him. And I was like, what the fuck's he playing at eating the snacks at the age of 27? This is a grown man eating the snacks. This is crazy. And then I was like, maybe I could buy the snacks. And then I put the snacks in my car.
Yeah.
In the glove compartment because I thought they'll never go off.
Oh, no.
Won't they?
Well, in this kind of temperature, they're not going to be yum, are they? The cheese is going to be soup. It's going to be dipping your crackers in soup.
Le soup.
Also, I will tell you this about the snacks. What is worrying for you is that I bought the snacks maybe like 3 times in a row over like a 2-month period. And you are not the first person to describe me as a person who eats the snacks. Just because for a little while I was like, they were on special and I bought the boxes.
How do you describe me? Like, eats the snacks.
Snacks.
Oh, a serial killer.
A child.
I'm handing the fan over. I had it for a long time.
You did have it for a while. Oh, so explain to me why...
They're in the boot of the car? I mean, not in the boot, in the glove compartment or something else?
Oh, I thought you were talking about your brother and sister then. And we're calling back to that joke.
No, the snacks I'm still on. Are we on something else?
I thought we were going to talk about Sarah Paulson.
Delirious. Oh, I don't know. You put it in the dock. That's the point of the week.
Okay.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, the actual Queen of the Week is Holland Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Paulson's.
So
I didn't know she was gay for a very, very long time.
Sarah Paulson?
No.
No, neither.
I was kind of watching an interview. I was like, I love this woman. And then she was like, me and my wife, Holland Taylor, or girlfriend.
Girlfriends.
And then I was like, guffaw?
Yeah.
And then I Googled it and I was like, wait a minute. Holland Taylor is like
76?
Cradle snatcher, which is a gross term.
No one cradle snatches.
It's just like gross because it's like you're snatching babies. Where it's like, they're just she's a lot younger. But yeah. I think that's fucking hot.
I think Sarah Paulson would have been late 30s when they met. Judging by the timeline of the story. So she was on What Happens Next or whatever with Andy Cohen, whatever it's called.
Huge plug.
Tune
in if you can.
We can't. we can watch highlights on YouTube. That's the New Zealand way. Not that I would tune in to watch What Happens live. There's so many good shows. Not that it's a bad show. I'm just not.
I really hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Andy Cohen, if you are listening, we so admire sorry. You so much. You
love.
Are what we want to become. Chris less so, judging by his facial expression.
Well, what's his bag? Like Real Housewives? Is he the host of Real Housewives?
He does the reunions, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Must have to watch it all. I don't watch any of that stuff. Because it's not really accessible here. Like, you have to go out for it.
Yeah.
You have to go gold mining.
Oh, my God. I did love The Real Housewives of Auckland. And the other day, did I talk about this last week?
I wish I should bring it back.
Michelle from Real Housewives.
Yes.
Who was probably one of the best housewives.
Best fashion, for sure.
Oh, she looks beautiful all the time. And I sat next near her at Aladdin the other week. And I was living, and she was living. And we made eye contact once. Anyway.
How do you know she was living? Because you were sitting beside her.
Yeah, she was like hooping and hollering. She was loving it.
Oh, I thought you meant she was like, I'm by Eli Mathewson of the Male Gaze podcast. Life could not be better right now.
I meant that both of us were living off the glorious show, Aladdin, which I'm going to again with my mum.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, it worked, giving you a free ticket.
She did an Instagram live recently.
Yes.
Of her party. It was so funny. It went on for hours. And me and Sam sat down to watch the assassination of Giovanni Versace.
Although, like, we sat down to watch it.
Well, no, we didn't start the assassination of Giovanni Versace because we watched, like, 20 to 30 minutes of this Instagram live of her party.
What?
Of her, the highlight was her, the DJ was playing R. Kelly Ignition, and she just went around the party with the camera on her, with everyone there.
They're like, we can't enjoy this song anymore.
No, but they were not aware until got to like two people in their 20s who were like, we're not singing along. And she was like, why? And they walked off. It was so good.
Wow. I love that that's what the Real Housewives of Auckland do now. It's just like live stream parties.
Yeah.
They're at. And they're just like, it's like Gilda at a book launch.
And they just get up to shit. So she had this expensive pig sculpture, and some of her guests put some sneakers on the pig sculpture. And that was a good 5 minutes was her being like, who did this? Oh my goodness, so outrageous. That pig costs so much money. Her accent doesn't sound like that at all. It's English, but not.
Who did this? This pig costs so much money.
That's crazy. Getting back to Sarah Paulson.
Oh, yeah.
Holland Taylor asked her out via Twitter DM. Holland Taylor, who is 76, and she must have been late 60s when they met. Because Sarah Paulson was like, it happened ages ago. It happened over Twitter. And I was like, well, it happened since Twitter existed then.
Yeah.
So, but maybe that's a while. Is it 10 years? How long have you had a Twitter?
I don't know.
Mm.
Long enough that not long enough that I'm like not worried about any of my tweets.
Yeah.
Because I was like of clear mind.
True.
Tweeting. Like I wasn't like 15, just tweeting whatever I liked.
Yeah, yeah.
So probably 4 or 5, 6 years maybe.
Yeah, so I think.
But I was late to the game. It would have been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, I was 2012, I think, and I think I was late to the game. Maybe I was 2011.
I remember when it sort of started popping up and it was like, we're on Twitter, and then it was like, you just kind of talk to people.
Yeah.
It was like texting, basically, back
in the day. I
remember
scrolling it when I first got it and being like, what's anyone talking about?
Yeah. Where's the categories? Oh, my God. Thank you. I've got the fan back again.
Fan switch. Did you notice? Yes, because
every time we're like, thanks
for
the fan.
Without mentioning it.
I think they're so hot together. I think Sarah Paulson is, like, my favorite actress at the moment.
She's one of the best. Like, I would never not be excited about seeing her in
any lineup.
Anytime she pops up, I'm like, whoo!
Yeah, she's really good friends with Ellen. Like, she's always on Ellen, and that I find slightly frustrating because I'm really off. It's funny that when you hear enough rumors, you're like, that's got to be true.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be true. And there's this rumor going around that Ellen is awful, like a bully.
Bad person, mean, yeah.
I'm like, the fact that we in New Zealand are talking about it on this little tiny podcast in this hot little room,
yeah,
a million miles away from LA, means it's true.
Do you know what is one of the worst rap brags of all time, I reckon? That Nicki Minaj, and I can't remember what song it is, maybe the Fergie one that she's on, she goes, I'm the generous queen, ask Miss Ellen. It's so bad. Who shouts out Alan in their raps? Like,
shout out Alan.
Yeah, shout out Alan.
I love that. It's so knows me. Weird.
I saw Lizzo on Alan yesterday, though. I watched that, and it was fucking sick. Do you like Lizzo?
I don't know.
Blame it on my juice. She plays the big clip was her playing the flute and then doing that sick dance.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's so cool.
I always feel like Alan's performance stage looks so bad. Yeah. Like, whenever anyone performs, like, it just looks so odd. Like, they're kind of dancing in a hallway. Like, even I remember when Ariana had, like, her really expensive set there. I was just like, it still looks crazy.
And then when they get, so Lizzo goes out into the crowd, and it just looks like a bunch of mums who've never heard. They're mums that own 3 CDs, Shania Twain and 2 copies of Celine Dion Greatest Hits. And that's their music.
I love that. I'd love to go to a live taping of Ellen, though. Just to be in the crowd of that energy of just like hysterical mums.
I get into
mums.
It, man. I get into the dancing.
They're just hoping for something free.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you probably go in and just leave with a CD. Like, you're all going home with the album. You'd be like, well, I've got to buy a CD player now.
Well, yeah. Do most people have CD players in their car?
I don't.
You don't? What kind of sound system are you packing in there?
I bring a Yui Boom and I put it in the drinks holder.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or I'd put on the radio. How good does my voice sound right now? It's so hot. Let's get on task.
Yeah, we got to get on task.
We're just randomly talking about Sarah Paulson.
Anyway, Holland Taylor is our Holland queen Taylor. Of the week. They've got a 32-year age gap.
That's
it's legendary.
So hot.
In Twitter DMs. I just think it's hot. And Holland Taylor, we did look at her IMDb profile.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't know. We kind of. She's one of those actresses you're like, looks familiar, but what from?
What do I know her from? Two and a Half Men.
Legally Blonde.
Some other things as well.
The Practice.
Yes, that she won an Emmy for, I believe.
Wow. Yeah. What was The Practice about? A law firm?
The Practice was a spin-off of Ally McBeal. Okay. As soon as I've said this aloud, I'm so much less confident on it. But I think there was a character on Ally McBeal who was maybe head of another law firm. And then that show was a spin-off. Similar to how, you remember when Grey's Anatomy had the spin-off about,
firefighters?
No. It was about the private. It was called Private Practice.
Oh, I remember that.
It was, what's her name?
The blonde
Kate.
Lady.
No, the redhead.
Kate. Yes.
Kate.
Mate. Yeah, I know the one though.
Yeah,
I know the one. Oh yeah. How many spin-offs do you think have successfully worked? I remember watching Joey and being like, "This is bad."
It's tanked, but it still did like 3 seasons.
Wow.
What put me off Joey right away was that his agent was played by Jennifer Coolidge, but Jennifer Coolidge played a different character in Friends. And I was like, this is fucking weird.
Because he had Estelle.
Estelle in Friends. But then Jennifer Coolidge came in as Friends as Monica's old friend who moved to London, got an English accent, came back, was really arrogant. She's like, smell me, it's my own musk. She's a really good character. And then she comes back and Joey is Joey's new agent. She's like pretty central character.
Any Jennifer Coolidge like vehicle I'm down for though.
Same. I think she's so good. I just want her to have like a late career. I want her to have like a Melissa McCarthy.
Do you reckon she's happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like doesn't care, eh? She's
yeah.
having a good time.
She did a stand up tour not that long ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's so cool. I wonder her big first thing was.
Well, Christopher Guest movies was pretty early on.
But like even to get a movie, like you'd have to be doing something before that.
She was Groundlings.
Oh,
I remember
really?
Like, oh, cool. Okay, improv background. She's on the right track.
Cool.
I'm doing improv. Maybe I'll become Jennifer Coolidge. Have you heard Ariana Grande's impression of Jennifer Coolidge?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
She's a star. She's an actual star, Ariana Grande.
Do you know there's the first ever gay presidential candidate in the US now?
No.
This guy just announced, Democratic candidate, Pete
Republican candidate.
Imagine that.
You'd be like,
oh, cool, thanks. Pete Buttigieg. A lot of people making jokes about how not only is he gay, but he has butt in his last name.
Classic.
He's the mayor of South Bend. Bend, also
oh,
in there.
No, there's nothing
Indiana.
Going
he's announced his 2020 presidential campaign, baby. He's a Rhodes Scholar and Afghanistan war vet, and his campaign will focus on intergenerational justice. My generation is the generation that experienced school shootings beginning when I was in high school. The generation that fought it post 9/11 wars. The first generation to have to deal with the reality of climate change. And the first generation not to be better off than our parents materially.
How old is he?
Nothing changes. He's 37. So he's technically a millennial. Did you know that millennials...
Yeah.
It's like 20... Right now it's like 20 to 38.
It drives me nuts when people are like... These young millennials. And it's like, yeah. No, that's the next generation. It's so weird, like, when you see, like, are they Gen Zers? Is that what it's called?
Or are they Gen Y? Or was Gen Y before us?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But.
What, like, where are they going to go after Gen...
Ow, I hit myself on the fan again.
Oh, no!
Oh, it broke.
We broke the van. Oh, my gosh.
A huge plot twist. The fan is broken. It started making a weird noise.
Oh, I'm trying to fix the fan.
Gays in tech.
Gay IT is on it. Oh, no.
It's broken.
We broke
the fan.
Honestly, listeners, please do not tell Tim that we broke his fan.
Yeah, if he's in turn, if you're listening to this, we didn't break the fan.
We didn't break the fan.
I can't believe the fan's back on.
Gay IT came in. They did the job.
What were we talking about?
Millennials, how that's the biggest
thing. Yeah. It's Buzzer 8. The generation below us is like, they all look like Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
And the guys all wear like Thrasher jerseys.
It's wild to me. Imagine having an iPhone age 10.
I know. I was thinking about this. Because you would just look at porn.
So?
Like, you'd know so
quick.
Quickly. Like, because for me, I think the discovery of porn was a lot around, like, how I figured out my sexual identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of time, like, one-on-one with the big old desktop computer,
yeah,
being like, I'm supposed to be doing a report, and then be like, porn, and like Google images, like boobs, and then be like, men having sex with women, and then be like, just men naked. Like,
yeah,
it was like a slow kind of progression like that. And then, but I'm big busted, and then I'd like close down the computer, and like, hopefully no one saw. Whereas if you've kind of got your phone, I reckon you just look at the rankest, dankest shit, like, from the get-go.
So early on.
And you're just like, oh, cool, I know where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like, day one. Oh. Like, as soon as you get a phone, it's like, I don't need to hide pornography from my parents on this. It's just my own phone.
What's your opinion on showing teens ethical ways to access like, how to kind of access the right...
Pay for pornography.
Well, I don't know, just...
Here's like, my login for my favourite OnlyFans accounts. I follow about 8 to 10 people.
And you can use about 10 devices. I can share that around. Well, I mean, like, to make sure that people watch porn that isn't just, like, women being, I don't know, slapped in the face, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Although I do, recently I did read an article about how...
But recently I love it.
All out. I'm fully gay in real life, but in my porn habits...
Aggressively hetero.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Couldn't even imagine it. I read this, like, interview in, like, Attitude magazine with a porn star and activist who was like, we are, you know, just how badly they are affected by the fact that people pirate so much porn. And
but this is why OnlyFans and Just for Fans is, like, a huge game changer these stars, because they can just... The money's just coming to them direct. It's like Uber. Like, it's just, like, completely shifted the game. I think the app was also created by a couple of porn stars as well. Like, they're the developers of the app.
Oh, wow. That's
so that's crazy. And then it's just completely shifted the game. It was very funny at the... we've talked about it a few times now, but the Gay Porn Awards.
Mm-hmm.
It was like there weren't many... Like, you couldn't get nominated for Best... like OnlyFans performer.
True.
Which is like Netflix and the Oscars.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very funny parallel.
Maybe like what's happened with Roma this year will happen at the Gay Porn Awards next year.
He's like, he streamed for like 2 weeks on Cocky Boy and then went to his Just for Fans. So and that nice. Way he was able to be eligible for that category.
Yeah, true. Did. But then isn't OnlyFans, most OnlyFans content is like, it's like, what you'd put up is just like a little video, you like wanking after it.
No, maybe we'll go hard out. They'll collaborate. Really? Yeah, so they'll get like 3 or 4 stars together. I was reading a full report on it. Full shoot.
A full report.
Yeah.
By a journalist.
Because I was like, how much money do you make? Because I was broke at the time and being like, well, maybe I'll start an OnlyFans and just like do, I don't know, whatever people ask me to do. And they can make upwards of like $120,000 a month.
What?
It's crazy. But there's...
Oh, that's great.
If you think about it, if your subscription to that one person is... But then I guess OnlyFans take a cut. But if your subscription was $14 a month for some of these stars, and you got, like, I don't know, 100 people doing it, 200 people, 300, and the money wouldn't stack up.
Yeah, it's true. You don't need that many. But it is crazy to pay the same amount for, like, all of Netflix that you would for one person's...
That's the thing I can't get behind. I'm like, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
Because you don't want... It's like only eating broccoli for the rest of your life. Like, you want to put it in a salad.
Yeah, and also that's the thing...
You want to jizz in a salad, is what I'm saying.
That's mayo, baby. That's the thing you can get from porn, like, if you... That you might not be able to get in real life, is that you can watch, you know, a big variety of people doing it.
And that... Variety is the spice of life. And that's what porn gives you.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to tie this up. I'm just getting to Swampsville.
I'm really sweating. I'm going to do one quick scan. Oh, okay. One more thing to talk about.
Yes.
This is important. Disney is holding its first Pride Parade at one of its parks.
What?
So, for years, since 1991, there's been, like, unofficial gay days at Disneyland where, like, LGBTQI people have organized by themselves for, like, 3,000 of them. 3,000 went to the first one to just go to Disneyland on one date.
And they all like get in a room together and watch the 1 second of the Beauty and the Beast where he okay. almost holds hands. And they're like, oh.
Oh, that was for us. they just have a big fun day at Disneyland. And now Disneyland are going to encourage it and have gay days at Magic Kingdom. The first one is the 1st of June 2019 at Disneyland Paris.
So book your tickets.
Book
it's going to
book right
up really fast. Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
Gay Paris.
Gay Paris.
Weird, kind of
so
cool.
I
mean, I guess
the parade
I love any network going out and having a crack at anything.
Yeah.
Very funny to go to Disneyland. I don't know. Do they get to parade down the street?
Well, I wonder what's in the parade. Is it Disney characters holding rainbow flags, or is it like Goofy and Mickey are holding hands?
Oh, so there'll be a parade.
There's a parade.
I hope they out a couple of characters.
I would love that.
Who out of that kind of main network?
Pluto, the dog.
Is that because you have a crush on him?
No, I guess I was just like, oh, Goofy. No, Goofy's got a family in the Goofy movie. So then I went like, who else is a dog? Pluto. Pluto should be gay.
It's a rule.
Well, I was just trying to think of who doesn't have a partner. Because there's Daisy and Donald, Goofy and Mrs. Goofy.
Mickey and Minnie, which is toxic.
Yeah, they honestly hate each other.
They hate each other. Mickey's probably a bit gay, right? But he's just like not living his authentic self.
Quasimodo. Because Quasimodo...
He has a huge crush on Esmeralda.
Yeah, but what if he's just like...
She is a bi queen.
She's an absolute bi legend.
Absolutely.
If Esmeralda existed in today's world, she would be a queer pop star.
I reckon give it 5 years, we're going to have like gender non-conforming Disney characters, trans Disney characters, gay, bi, it's all going to be in there.
Timon and Pumbaa, do you think they're gay icons? A lot of people do.
Oh yeah, people hope that, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. In my mind, both gay, but not into each other.
I agree. They're like us.
They're like us. Who's Timon? Who's Pumbaa?
Oh, I don't know. I would think I'm normally a Timon, but I wonder if in this dynamic I'm a Pumbaa.
I reckon I'm Pumbaa.
Okay, cool. I'll be a Timon. What is I mean, Pumbaa's like the one that farts. They do both put on drag in the movie.
That's like
Billy Eichner's playing Timon in the live action one.
Isn't that cute? Imagine if that was your defining personality trait. Was that you fart a lot? I guess yours is that you eat less snacks, so you're not too far off.
Which do make you fart, especially if you let them cook in your glove box. And we are cooking in this glove box of the shed. So
wow, honestly, you are a professional.
Thank you so much. This episode of the podcast has been sponsored by Tim's 22 power packs.
And that tiny USB fan. Yeah. I don't think I've ever sweated doing as little as what I'm doing right now.
We're sitting back in lounge
talking
chairs.
Like this is hard work, but we do it for you, the fans.
We need a break.
Like, subscribe.
Review us. And honestly, please,
commies.
If nothing else, get us up on the charts further than Keeping It Real with Sammy Levi, who we respect. He's doing great work. It's not in the comedy category, in my humble opinion.
Eli doesn't think he's the funny at all.
Wow.
You said, I didn't laugh once.
Well, he was answering questions about Married at First
Do you know
Sight.
What though, Eli? You know what? I stand by it.
You respect that?
I stand by it.
Cool.
It's a celebrity gay feud.
Yeah. No, I don't want to have a feud with Sammy Levi, but I would like him to at least open his next episode with a joke.
I'm going to tune in.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen. In fact, his numbers will go up.
Yeah.
Because you've shouted him out now. I guess he might have a huge audience base.
I think he's going. Yeah, I think he does.
He's an influencer. We're done for.
He's a macro influencer and we are micro influencers.
He's macro.
I don't know. Is that what you call a big one?
You do now. I want to see your macro influence. Okay. Do all the things. We love you so much. Also, because we're so popular and you're so amazing,
Ooh.
Our live show at the Basement Theatre sold out 2 weeks in advance. So?
Work the World what? Sorry, we're on the same night as Work the World and we really thought we weren't going to sell any tickets because of that.
We sold 60. We're going to do another night of the live podcast. The night before.
It's Tuesday. I think it's the 12th. It's at 8:30 p.m. at the Basement Studio. Tickets are $15. They're available at iTicket now.
So your week calendar could be like Male Gaze Live then work the world.
You can have a full gay week, and then there's heaps of other awesome Pride events. Shows. There's other Pride events. It's a Pride festival right now.
We're popping confetti.
And poppers. So we'll see you there, honeys. Go to lilyempirepodcast.com/live. Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.